Scotland and Northern Ireland, where it also turned quite windy.
Thank you, Simon. Now here's the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Tuesday the 30th of June. The general synopsis at midnight. Low rockall, 1011, expected time, 1019 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, but southeasterly 3 to 5 at first in East Cromarty. Occasional rain, then thundery showers. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 or 5 later in northeast Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Cyclonic, mainly southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later in Humber. Good, occasionally poor later in Humber. Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, southwest veering northwest 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later in northwestern, northwest Fitzroy and west Sole. Occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Irish Sea, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic becoming northwest, then backing south or southwest later in Shannon and Rockall, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 3 to 5 later in Bailey. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South-southeast 4. Stornoway. South-east by east 3. Slight rain. 4 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 3, 13 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Lucas, south-southwest 1, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,021, falling more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north 1, 1,022, falling more slowly. Sandettie Light Vessel Automatic. South-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1,024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 2, 11 miles, 1,024. Jersey, east 1, recent rain, 15 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 4, 7 miles, 1,023, falling. Valentia, southwest by south 3, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,015, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southeast 3, 6 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. And Malin Head, southeast by south 4, slight showers, 9 miles, 1,016, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure just northwest of Ireland will drift east to lie over the British Isles on Tuesday, bringing rain and showers, though it will be generally drier towards the southeast. The second low will then approach the northwest on Wednesday with strengthening winds and further rain for most areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near Rattray Head, becoming variable, then mainly northwest later 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers, perhaps thundery for a time in the south. Fog patches later in the east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor later in the east. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first near Rattray Head, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, thundery for a time. Fog patches later in the north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor later in the north. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, mainly southeast at first, becoming west or northwest later 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, becoming west later 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the east. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, veering northwest later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly, then northwesterly later 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first in the west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 4 to 6, veering southwest, then northwest later 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, veering southwest, then northwest later 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the west, decreasing 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable, then northwesterly later 2 to 4. Rain then showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable, then northwest later 2 to 4. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasionally 4 later, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally for this shipping bulletin, the Shetland Isles, south or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. We'll join the team for Farming Today in a couple of minutes. But first here on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace.
Good morning. In 2019, Amazing Grace was voted as the nation's favourite hymn in a poll by BBC's Songs of Praise. It was written by John Newton in 1779, so it has been loved and sung now for almost 250 years. Newton had served in the Navy in his youth, gaining notoriety as an uncontrollable, rude, and tempestuous man who openly mocked the gospel and those who professed it. And yet one night in 1748, the ship he was serving on was caught in a terrifying storm, the worst any of the sailors had ever experienced. The ship was almost breaking apart. To his horror, one of his crewmates was swept overboard by a humongous wave from where Newton had been standing just moments before. As they fought for survival, trying everything they could think of to keep the ship together, Newton heard himself cry out, "And if this will not do, then the Lord have mercy upon us." The outburst shocked even himself, and once the ship had safely made it to land, Newton pondered this desperate appeal for many months. Feeling pulled towards God, Newton was left with one huge question. Could God have enough grace in his stores to forgive, accept, and even welcome a man like him? And as he was met with the eternal and unending grace of God, a resounding yes to his question, he wrote the lyrics that we know so well. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now